broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is Hour 2 at 2 with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we want the ability to pursue happiness, don't we? After all, isn't that what the proper role of limited constitutional government's all about? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me from the road. Welcome back, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. There's a lot to talk about. First off, United States deaths are at about 130,000 now. In Utah, there's only 190 deaths to date. And some states are now starting to halt reopening over this. They say it's an alarming number. They're seriously worried about it. But I submit to you, when you take the death number, Fauci claimed that there was going to be millions of deaths, millions and millions of deaths, way more. Even the revised and then revised again and then revised again numbers were way, way, way more than that. The death toll is going down, meaning that less people are dying, more people are recovering big time from the coronavirus. That's all great news. But here's the problem. President Trump and Mike Pence, Vice President, are really trying to highlight that the cases are going down, and it's good news. Fauci can't even acknowledge that. Listen to the exchange, Kurt, and then your response.
As coronavirus cases increase, the White House emphasizing a big decrease in the COVID-19 mortality rate in the U.S.
President Trump has tweeted that the U.S. has the lowest coronavirus mortality rate in the world, and Vice President Pence is also emphasizing the decreasing death rate.
Literally, we have seen fatalities decline by 90% from some of the worst moments of this pandemic.
Now, to me, that is just tremendous, tremendous celebratory news. It doesn't mean we let down our guard, but we're delighted about it. But here's the response from the whacked out top Dr. Anthony Fauci.
However, during a Tuesday news conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, cautioned that it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death.
Is it a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death, Kurt? Is that a false narrative?
Not in my book.
The guy's off his rocker.
The thing is if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't come out talking about how terrible things are, then he's not going to get CNN and MSNBC and all the, you know, boys like that to want to interview him, you know. If he comes off as a President Trump, you know, supporter and Pence look alike or whatever, then they'll just be like, that guy's of no use, you know. And, you know, I think he probably wants to be kind of popular. It's kind of sad, but that's what it seems like.
Well, so medical expert Jonas? Anyway, Dr. John Ioannis, or however you say this guy's name, we've mentioned him before on the program.
There's a lot of them, I think.
Yeah, there are, but this was one key guy that really made some predictions. Yeah. And now he's saying, told you so. Why? He said about lockdowns being a huge mistake. He predicted if we had lockdowns, this guy warned that extended isolation threatened crisis unrest, civil strife, war, and meltdown. In other words, this guy's basically saying, hey, you lock everybody down, you shut down the economy, you do it. It's a huge mistake. You don't realize the problems that it will cause. And now the poor guy's saying, I told you so. He says that a little bit tongue-in-cheek. In other words, he's saying that he's right. But then he expressed true sadness that what he predicted literally happened. He wishes that it didn't happen. And his whole point now is this. Governments are starting to shut down because of the so-called increased cases of corona. So they won't talk about the death rate because it's going down. They do talk about the case rate because they claim that it's going up. They want to lock down even further. And this guy's saying, listen to me, I warned you and told you so. But his goal isn't to focus on the I told you so, Kurt, as much as it is to say this. Here's what he predicted again. Lockdown is a mistake. He had warned that extended isolation, he threatened a crisis. It'll be unrest, civil strife. We've already seen that big time. And then he says, if you're not careful, it'll lead to war and a meltdown. And so he's saying, I told you so now, not because he wants to be right. He's saddened that he's right. But what he wants to do is say, don't you dare continue locking down more, because if you do, all it'll do is get worse. And I don't want to admit this, but I think he's right, Kurt.
Well, Sam, I mean, it seems to me like, let's go back and kind of review. They told us we're going to have 2.2 million deaths. I know Joe Biden said we already had 120 million, so we're way above that, but I think he's a little messed up on that number. You know, we're about, 130,000, which is 5% of that number, the original number. Then you...
Hold on, and 5%, that's if you even accept all the deaths and you ignore the underlying conditions and you ignore all the manipulation of the data. Even Deborah Birx, that's the, quote, second in command with Fauci, says the numbers are 20% inflated. I submit it's way more than that, but the point is that number's even extremely high.
Good point. So then you put a whole bunch of Americans, like 40 million of them, out of work, get them off their jobs so that they, you know, basically feel like, you know, things are kind of rough. And then you also pay a bunch of people more money than they earn normally not to work. In other words, you mess up the whole reason. The God of heaven said, 6 days shalt thou labor. Work is a blessing from God, and yet you take government and ruin that whole thing because of, I believe, evil men who wanted to basically, you know, rock the system, if you will. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised to see what we're seeing. Do you think?
No, and I think that he's right, though. When you isolate people, when you take away people's jobs, when you take away their dignity, even people that smirk and stay at home and say, I don't need to work or whatever, their dignity is robbed as a result, even if they can kind of smirk about it or whatever.
You're called non-essential, you know.
That's right.
Your thing isn't important, you know, and yet we're going to give you money for it, or we're not going to give you money, and then you feel like, man, I got to turn to drug pushing or doing something to bring in cash.
To try to support my family. So you do this, you bring people to the brink of isolation and despair and discouragement. There's no, you know, outside of Liberty Roundtable and a few of us, there's not a lot of talk about God and religion. If you try to go to church in the Navy, for instance, hey, you can't do that, but you can go to large parties. You can't go to church, you might kill everybody, or you can't go to the store, but yet you can riot and destroy statues. You can. That's all good. And in fact, that doesn't even increase the coronavirus cases at all. In fact, it probably helps, they claim. I mean, the narrative is so negative, so destructive. The isolation is so total for so many people to the point where people are just coming unhinged. And what we need to do is less isolation, more interaction with people. We're you know what, social creatures. And, you know, we've had several doctors highlight this social aspect. You cannot pretend that's not a situation. You create illness when you deny social interaction for people. Babies need touch or they die. Okay, same thing with adults and humans at all age. We need human interaction or else, you know what, people come unhinged. Now, the more you believe in God, the more you serve others, the less you're going to have a problem. You're going to be able to adapt and deal with the bumpy road ahead. But if you don't have a connection to God or a strong family or a strong social network, and you don't spend your time reaching out in service to others, you are going to melt down. And then if you add alcohol and other things to the mix, they say that boxed wine sales are through the roof now. you're creating a concoction of predictable results. This doctor that I just mentioned highlights this unequivocally, and it seems like we're ignoring the reality, Kurt.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I guess this is where we say, other than that, it's not so bad. Huh?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that we, meaning everybody, as you would wisely say too, Kurt, that everybody's not ignoring this reality. I think as a nation, we're being duped by CNN, which Larry Klayman's now calling the Communist News Network publicly and openly. But, you know, the media is pitching this narrative. It's only the few of us that are standing up and saying, wait a minute, it's not that bad. Yeah, that's a problem, but let's not isolate. Let's get the human interaction going. Let's bring people back. Let's open up schools. Let's open up society. Let's work together. Let's pray hard and have faith over fear. And let's and there's some of us. Trump is leading the way. We're doing it. But for the most part, the media is just flat out so negative about everything to where you, I mean, I see how people are melting down easily.
Well, that's a great point.
And we've got to take back the narrative is the point.
I believe if people will just search out the good, the powerful, the positive, they'll be in good shape. But, man, that's hard work these days.
We're all about it, as hard work as it is. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Kurt Crosby at a family reunion right where he belongs, taking a couple of minutes out of his time to be with us from the road. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, CNN reporting that Kanye West no longer supports President Donald Trump. He's taken off his MAGA hat. So Kanye West says he no longer supports President Trump. He's taken off his MAGA hat and that he had the coronavirus. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, if he didn't say that, they wouldn't have him on, Sam. Of course, they're not going to promote the good things that he's promoting about God and his family and stuff like that. They're going to try to, you know, promote the discord, if you will, or the little bits of, you know, that. Otherwise, they wouldn't even promote him at all. You know, that's just part of how that works.
Now, I got a sly as a fox question for you. Oh, all right. Oh. What if Kanye loves Donald? They're working together. Kanye says he's running for president, says he doesn't like Trump, takes off the hat. takes a huge piece of the black vote, because, of course, if he's against Trump, it helps, because the blacks are against Trump, too. Even though they shouldn't be, they are, because they've been indoctrinated and educated so for so long. And so Kanye just distances himself, sly like a fox, takes a bunch of that vote to where, hey, it's a three-way race, and President Trump wins hands down. Now, I know that sounds like a crazy idea, but there's a big, big, big bunch of headlines about Kanye West saying he's not supporting Trump and he's running for president. He says this. Listen to this. Very interesting statement. Kanye West sheds MAGA hat, takes aim at White House. If I win in 2020, then it was God's appointment, Kanye says.
Well, it's definitely going to stir things up. I didn't expect him to jump in until 2024 myself. But
now, President Trump being very complimentary of Kanye West, I might add, and saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for him to run, for him to kind of do the preliminary work to really deliver in 2024. President Trump saying Kanye West won't be able to do that well because he's already missed so many deadlines. It'll be hard, but it certainly sets the groundwork for a real run in 2024. That's what makes me think they're actually working a little bit more together than you might think.
Well, and we've seen a bunch of that working together before. I mean, name me one, guy, at least in the big pop music world or whatever, Hollywood world, that has, a black man, impressive guy that has supported the president more than Kanye West. It's just not anybody, right?
Now, here's the other interesting thing that Kanye's doing. Listen carefully. There's all these headlines, and every one of them has a little different phrase in it. So one says that he takes off his MAGA hat. The other one says that he's running for president. The other one says that he had the COVID. The other one says he's against Donald. The other one says he's attacking the White House. But this one I found most fascinating. Kanye West ditches Donald Trump, reveals bout with COVID-19, and calls the coronavirus vaccine the mark of the beast. I just think it doesn't get better than that, does it? I mean, it's fascinating when you think about all the statements being made there. You with me still, Kurt?
He calls the coronavirus the vaccine the mark of the beast.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty amazing one, huh?
Yeah, and imagine if President Trump, because of Fauci and everybody else, can't really reject the vaccine narrative. Okay? He feels like he can't anyway. But on the campaign stage, him and Rand Paul and what's his name?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson were all on the campaign stage, and the two doctors and Trump were the only three that said we're not really for vaccines. Okay, but then President Trump now being kind of forced to go along with vaccines or go against his, quote, top doctors. And then, of course, the mainstream press will mock him because he's going against the doctors, and who is he to do that? But see, Kanye West can come out and call the vaccine the mark of the beast and really, I don't know what you want to use. I'm hesitating for the right word. Can I use the word detractionize?
Well, that's a good word.
In other words, the vaccine has such traction right now where we're going to rush it to the market. Trump can't really go against it because of his top doctors and who is he. But yet if Kanye West comes out, says, I don't like Trump, taking off my MAGA hat, I had the coronavirus, the vaccine is the mark of the beast, don't take it. It almost seems like Kanye West is doing a lot of President Trump's work and promises for him. Plus, really, if he takes enough of that black vote, helping President Trump get reelected. It seems like a brilliant strategy plan to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong, because I don't know what Kanye West is really thinking, but it seems like, even if that's not his intention, it's a brilliant strategy and it's working.
Well, and then the president's doing the support back, it sounded like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, President Trump, when you say support back, though, Kanye's very critical of Trump right now. But he's advocating for a lot of the things that I think Trump really wants. And yet Trump then is saying, hey, good for Kanye. You know what? Good. Interesting dynamics there. Would you vote for Kanye, Kurt?
Well, I'll tell you what, especially compared with Biden, I'd vote for Kanye. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, I like the idea that Kanye is saying, if I do get elected, then it's God's appointment. That really impresses me. It also impresses me that he said, hey, I had coronavirus, and I'm telling you right now, this vaccine is the mark of the beast. Now, I don't know that I think that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I don't agree with that necessarily. But I will say this. At least he's saying, let's not all take the jab.
That's certainly well said there.
All right. Delling polls in the news from one of your latest articles, Kurt. I know you're on the road, so you might not have it in front of me. I'll give you the headline, and then you could respond. Delling poll, the author for Breitbart, quote, now Oxford University grovels to the Black Lives Matter movement. Everybody's kowtowing to the Black Lives Matter. And when you study their platform, I just don't understand how these people can do this. They're completely ignorant of what Black Lives Matter's real intentions are. But anyway, interesting headline. Even Oxford University bowing to the BLM.
As far as I can tell, though, Sam, it's just another twist on the whole PC movement or political correctness movement is all you really got. You know, and we've seen that with whether it's the environmentalists, you know, I mean, like in your little town, if you're not a good guy and you didn't opt in to get a blue trash can, you know, then you're like a earth hater. And that goes from there on to whatever, all these little things. I mean, you could kill babies, but man, if you're going to ever, you know, like if you weren't for saving the seals or something like that, then you're just off it. And Oxford is just more of that whole crowd, I think. Don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. I think Dylan Paul's right. I think it's a shame. I think people just don't really understand what Black Lives Matter's real goals or intentions or platform or whatever you want to call it, mission statement really is. But Kanye West doing a good job. It says that he opposes abortion, vaccines, and Biden.
Very good.
I just find that interesting because all the things that Trump can't say and can't do, Kanye's saying and doing.
Yeah, that's very good.
So let him dump Trump. Just keep it up, Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And you'll also, you know, get a lot more thinkers, you know, instead of just blind allegiant followers when you get Kanye into the mix, I believe. But, you know, they'll probably have a hard time really giving him some good coverage because he's going to bring up God and he's going to bring up the moral, you know, dropping of our society and things like that. I mean, you know, and he'll want to be continuing his concerts about Jesus and stuff like that. And that's good stuff, you know.
Yes, Kanye West takes anti-vaccine, anti-abortion stance in the United States.
Wow.
There's just so much here that it's hard to cover it all.
Yeah, I certainly didn't expect that to come. I was expecting Kanye a little later, you know. But it's like the president said, it's a good move for him to kind of dip his toe in and kind of get, you know, get some ground troops, et cetera. You know?
Well, we really learned this reality when Ron Paul ran in 2008. You know what? He was liked and did quite well, but he didn't have any groundswell. He didn't have any foot soldiers on the ground. And his bid was, you know, tepid at best. In 2012, though, they literally had to stop Ron Paul. Literally with all kinds of criminal activity, changing Republican rules and everything else to stop Ron Paul. He built a groundswell. He built the support system necessary. So we know that that point that President Donald Trump is making for Kanye is spot on.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest men's clothing retailer in America now filing for bankruptcy. Brooks Brothers. Lawyers filed for bankruptcy protection today as the 202-year-old firm is still looking for a buyer. The coronavirus pandemic complicating a sales process that actually began last year for the iconic company, which boasts of having dressed 40 U.S. presidents and countless investment bankers. Meanwhile, another big clothing company is cutting jobs, as correspondent John Hunt reports.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. Wall Street stocks opening slightly higher after a big drop just before yesterday's closing bell. So far this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up about 0.2%. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, Donald Trump sees Kanye West running for president as, quote, trial run for 2024. And I find that very interesting. Now, I believe the mainstream press and their headlines are trying to pit Kanye against President Trump. Now, the reason that he's taking off the MAGA hat, I submit to you, isn't because he doesn't believe in making America great again. It isn't because he's really against Trump like the mainstream, quote, narrative is spinning it. Kurt, I think it's because if I'm running for president on my own ticket, I can't, you know, really wear a MAGA hat around. People will be like, what's up with that? So I don't believe that Kanye's turning against Trump like the mainstream press wants to build this false narrative to assume. Now, sure, he's taking off the MAGA hat, but that's because he's running on his own ticket. It isn't because he's against Trump or that they're enemies. And Trump's response, in my opinion, really kind of illustrates this reality. Anyway, do you want to respond to this, Kurt? Because I believe we have a little bit of a mixed narrative here. Yes, Kanye is running for president. Yes, he's making statements about where he stands on issues. But I don't know, because he took off his MAGA hat, that he's against Trump. This whole idea that he's against Trump now, or he's turning on Trump, I don't see any evidence of it, Kurt. I think it's a false narrative built by the mainstream press. They're just full of glee that they can create another divide somewhere. But I think they're going to be sorely disappointed, sir.
Well, they're always trying to, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, or whatever you want to call it, something terrible. And yet, you know, if they really wanted to, and that's where, if they were really part of the solution, they could point out Kanye's change in his life and what he's done and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm sure that what they're really trying to do is figure out how do we deal with this, because we know that our guy, you know, Joe Biden, I mean, without a big bunch of black support, I guess you'd call it, is hopeless for the president. And, you know, this guy really causes us a problem. I believe they're seeing that, and then they're trying to figure out in the back rooms, hey, what do we do now? That's what I see. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a great trial run. And I agree with President Donald Trump on this. And I don't really think that Kanye has no chance with the nation. I just think he doesn't have a chance because he's so late to the party. And that's another reason that it makes me believe that there, I don't know what to say. There's an agenda here by Kanye. Anyway.
And one thing about it is he certainly could win if, I mean, it's pretty hard to win if you don't run, as far as I can see. But, you know, if you watch that old Robin Williams movie where he ran for president because, you know, some people, you know, kind of wanted him to, and then he had the help of the voting machines and stuff, and he did win. That's useful information in a situation like this, Sam, I think.
Now, here's what President Trump finishes by saying when he responds to this. He says this: Kanye is a great friend, and I think it's interesting, and I hope he continues his political aspirations. He says that Kanye West has a, quote, real voice. And anyway, I bring this up because, anyway, it goes on, but the mainstream press trying to drive a wedge here, and I don't think they're going to get it done.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I do believe that the president's responding properly. Remember, we've been told so many times before, oh, you know, he shouldn't fight, or he shouldn't come off, you know, like that. He needs to be more presidential. Remember all those things that they'd say about him? And now that you hear any of them going, well, he's sure acting presidential about this. You know, I don't see any of that going on. And yet, that sounded pretty presidential, what he just said, doesn't it?
Now, many people are saying that Kanye's aspirations are just clown stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, just, I think, isn't that what they said about?
Yes, it is. That's the whole reason I bring it up. That's what they said about President Trump when he rolled down the escalator, right?
Yeah, he's just doing it to beef up his you know, so he could sell more of his products, or, I mean, all this different stuff. Isn't that what they said?
Well, you know what? I would have never bought anything from Kanye West before, but I might now, though. His focus on Jesus Christ, his focus on if I get elected, it would be God's appointment, his focus on saying, look, I'm pro-life, and I really want to drive home the pro-life point, I really think has real wings for the black community, because I believe that's where most of the murder and mayhem really is.
Yep.
Anyway, they say Jamie Foxx, for example, calls out Kanye West as clown with presidential bid.
Well, that's a clown.
I'm just saying what these guys. Mark Cuban says that he would vote for Kanye West over Trump.
Yep.
And his fans go, you're killing me. That's clown, bro.
Yeah, and Mark Cuban's a billionaire.
Yes, he is. And so is Elon Musk, who supports Kanye West. So certainly he could tap into a lot of cash fast, not to mention he's got plenty of cash himself, just like President Trump, right?
Yeah. That's what it takes.
But I agree with President Trump, which is, you know what, he's way too late. He's missed too many deadlines. It's not really possible, but it is a prep for 2024. President Trump finishes by saying this, though: that's a real long time to be in politics. In other words, you know, if you're really starting now for your 2024 bid, whoa, you're starting early. And I agree, but I also think if you do it right, if you're a Kanye West and you know how to strategically place your comments and your positioning and stuff like that. It might serve you incredibly well, Kurt.
Yeah, great point. You know, and I mean, like in the president's spot, I mean, he came in late and never ran for anything before. And, you know, all the people were like, oh, you'll never make it because you got to be a congressman and then a senator and then, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he just showed them all it wasn't that way, Sam.
Ah, good point. Anyway, I wanted to spend quite a bit of time on this just because, again, I really believe that there's a whole lot of value in what Kanye West is doing, in President Trump's response. I really think it's kind of an interesting twist. All right, next headline, Kurt, and this is interesting for the state of Utah and really every state in the union. We told you about these contact tracers, and we told you they were coming, and that what they were going to do is use your cell phones and use all kinds of other high-tech capabilities to trace anybody who got the coronavirus, to connect them and to reach back. And we also reported yesterday on this idea that in some states now, if you don't cooperate with the contact tracers, if you won't talk, then they'll get a subpoena and force you to talk. And if you still don't obey the subpoena, they'll literally come to your door, haul you out of your house, and toss you in the clink. All right? Well, now the next headline on the back of those, that reality or backdrop is this. Now hiring contact tracers, thousands of Utahns finding work as contact tracers. So it has begun, Kurt, in the state of Utah. And if you want to get a job as a contact tracer, one's probably available for you, sir.
Yeah. By the way, our illustrious, you know, our governor to be, I guess you'd say, the one that just got anointed, Governor Cox to be here. He, I guess, one of his little campaign slogans was "Put on your blank mask." And you know, I was looking at some more stuff this morning, learning about how there's real problems with the mask stuff. But anyway, the mask crowd doesn't want to hear any of that. I know that, you know, personally, when I give people the information, they just don't want to receive it, you know, most of them, because they don't want to look at anything that might be opposing their so-called solutions, you know.
That's really the bottom line. And I think that we're going to see more and more and more forced masking, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, if not, you know, then you're not for being nice to your neighbor. You're not for being nice to your, you know, you're not for being sensitive. You're just, well, I mean, you should be locked up pretty much, you know, Sam. I mean.
Yeah. All right. You know who Peggy Hubbard is, Kurt?
Doesn't ring a bell right now.
All right. I'm going to tell you then so you'll know, because it's important that you know, my friend. She's a great lady, by the way. Liberty Roundtable Alive. She's a grandma, by the way.
Cool.
And she's into politics, by the way. And she's got some pretty tart language for the naysayers. I'll explain.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So this lady, she's a grandmother from St. Louis, Missouri. And her name is Peggy Hubbard. And I'm telling you, she's a rock star. As far as I understand, she's running for senator in Missouri. And this lady's great, Kurt. She's a black grandmother. And she's been in the military and everything else, so she's pretty hardcore, man. And she literally points out the blatant hypocrisy of Black Lives Matter. And she speaks out nobly, boldly. I mean, it really sounds like a Kanye West or a David A. Clark Jr. or somebody like that. I mean, the guys or the gal is just busting out saying, you know what? This is completely bogus. These Black Lives Matter people don't represent me or any of us, you know, real black people in the country. And she's got a spot on point, Kurt. And what's interesting to me is even as a black female running for senator, because she disagrees with Black Lives Matter, she's not getting a lot of national coverage now. She's getting a lot of coverage in Missouri. And I'm not saying nobody's had her on, because she's been getting a lot of pretty good coverage by some of us in the media. But for the most part, there's been a, pardon the word, blackout on grandma. On St. Louis grandmother Peggy Hubbard. Pretty interesting story, Kurt.
Yeah, are you surprised CNN's not having her on?
No, the Communist News Network, I'm not surprised at all. I think they're just doing what they do. But I think that she's spot on right, Kurt, that we don't agree with these Black Lives Matters. We don't agree with the disintegration of the natural God-ordained family, the traditional family. We don't agree with that agenda in their platform and their statement on the web. We don't agree with the destruction of private property and the violence escalating in these cities. And we don't agree that, Black Lives Matter more so than other lives. And what's interesting is there was a big old debate on CNN? I can't remember which channel. They're basically saying, look, Black Lives Matter is not even about equality. So I don't care about the black babies that are being all murdered. Black Lives Matter is about cops' abuse of the blacks. And that's all it's about, is the cops killing blacks. And anything else you bring up is irrelevant, because that's not what it's about. It might be important, but it's a different discussion in a different venue. And this is where, in my opinion, again, the train wheels fall off here. Because it's about life, isn't it? Or is it only about thug criminals that get sideways with the cops' lives?
If it was really about life, Sam, they would bring up the abortion thing on a regular basis. There's, you know, they'd bring up the abortion clock, you know, where you can track how many abortions we've got, not only nationally, worldwide, and all that stuff. But
what do they call that? The murder clock, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you look it up, you can see a lot of little babies give their lives on a daily basis, and yet, CNN and nobody, all these supposed people that are worried about the lives of people, they don't, you know, bring that up. All these coronavirus talk shows don't want to bring that one.
But I hope Kanye's got a big enough following to where he can challenge that narrative. I think he's one of the best guys to get that done, Kurt.
Yeah, I think you're right. And he's doing, you know, like you said, he's talked about that. I think they'll not want to cover that part of what he says. But I'm hoping that he'll bring it up.
With Kanye, I think they'll have a little bit of a hard time not covering what he wants them to some degree, though. He's pretty direct, pretty bold, pretty unique, and he's got such a following to where, you know, Kanye West and President Trump together tweeting something, where if they retweet each other's tweets, I don't know that the audience gets bigger than that, buddy. I'm telling you right now. All right, racist Rice Krispies are in the news, Kurt. Do you remember this story?
Well, they say that Snap, Crackle, Pop is somehow racist.
It's white, but all these white dudes doing Snap, Crackle, Pop, huh?
I guess so. I just, you know, I thought maybe they're taking the cracker part a little far, and where they say crackle and they do cracker. But, man, it just seems like almost anything is racist or can be labeled as racist these days. You know, it's just amazing to me to watch how that's all been. I guess we'll have to have, like, different colors in the Rice Krispies. Instead of having them be so white, they need to have, like, a little bit of each color in there, you know, so that it's more politically correct and diverse for the people. I'm sure GM is working on that, General Mills, I guess it is, not GM, motor company, but they'll be fixing those Rice Krispies pretty soon, and then everything will be better in America after that.
Now, I got a question, though. Kurt, do you like Rice Krispie treats?
Well, I kind of do, but I'm working on a program where I make them with honey.
Well, you keep working on that. Let me know when you got it. I'll taste test them for you, buddy.
I got research going on there.
All right, I'll taste test them for you. But I like Rice Krispie treats, Kurt, quite a bit.
Yes.
And I know that I got black friends that like Rice Krispies, too.
Oh, how could you have black friends?
And the black friends that I like, we eat watermelon together and everything. You want to know why?
You like the taste?
Because it's delicious. That's why.
Yeah.
And we even have fried chicken together, Kurt.
Oh, boy, Sam.
And what if somebody busts out the Kool-Aid, see?
I mean, there you go.
What I'm saying is this is insanity, racist Rice Krispies.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know how to respond to these people anymore, Kurt. It's gotten so crazy to where I might just create an I'm a racist t-shirt. I'm a racist. And just wear it around and people are like, what? Why are you wearing that? Because I can't deny it. It's a label that's just put on me, and I might as well wear it to demonstrate the absurd.
That's a great point, you know.
I'm a racist. There's no point denying it. I didn't even know I was, but I still am.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was a racist, is what the shirt might say.
This is a crazy world where you get in trouble if you wear a Make America Great Again, All Lives Matter.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now, all I got to do is say if the shirt fits, wear it. What if I just said that? I'm a racist. If the shirt fits, wear it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Oklahoma State coach is in the news. Mm-hmm. The guy's name is Mike Gundy. And speaking of shirts, I guess he had to apologize for the pain and discomfort caused by his shirt. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember this. When he did, and I wish he hadn't, but, you know, he did, so he's...
And what you're saying, you wish he hadn't. Are you saying you wish he hadn't worn the shirt, or you wish he wouldn't have apologized?
No, I wish he wouldn't have apologized, because there's nothing to apologize about, at least in my opinion. Remind me about the shirt. I'm just trying to remember it. But the bottom line is, see, they're in sports where, you know, these so-called slaves of the white people, the black ones, you know, make these billions of dollars, like Patrick Mahomes that just got a $500 million contract. And by the way, he's half white and half black, so that makes him black, you know, like...
No, it does not. Kurt, I say it makes him white, and how do you know I'm wrong?
But that's what they say, isn't it, Sam?
Yes.
Somehow, just because he's half black and half white, he can be black. It's pretty amazing.
I guess he wore a t-shirt, Kurt.
Yeah.
Of a cable news channel that doesn't take Black Lives Matter seriously.
Oh, that's probably... Oh, that's right. It was One American News Now, and that was...
That's right. He was an admirer of One News Now network.
Yeah.
And he wore a shirt related to it. And then they literally attacked the poor guy and said, how dare you wear that shirt? Those people don't double down in defense of the Black Lives Matter movement. And shame on you, Michael. And then Michael caved and apologized that he's so sorry for the pain and suffering. And where do I get one of these shirts, Kurt?
Amen. Yeah. One American News now. You know they're pretty good folks.
Can you find their shirts and get us some shirts, Kurt? I got to do this now.
Yeah.
Mike's going to apologize, and I'm going to take this and say, Mike, shame on you for apologizing. If you're half black and half white, my friend, you're a son of God. And I don't know if you're black or white. I think you're both. And I don't care. I'm grateful that you're a son of Almighty God, and I am grateful that you liked the One News Network Now or people or whatever. And you're going to apologize, and I'm disappointed in you because you just melted down. Show you're a real man. Stand up, square your shoulders. I want to get one of these shirts now, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
All right, I'm gonna work on that, people. All I'm telling you is what on earth is going on in this world. So this group isn't really for Black Lives Matter is the problem, right? They believe that Black Lives Matter is, well, let's just go back to the grandma. St. Louis grandmother Peggy Hubbard believes like One News Network does, right, Kurt?
Of course.
So does David A. Clark Jr. So does, I could go on and on, Ben Carson. I could keep going. Mike, why don't you stand up, buddy? Mike Gundy, why don't you stand up, my friend, and say, you know what? I don't support Black Lives Matter because of their mission statement, where they want to destroy the traditional family, where they want to strike at the very heart of everything that protects children and women. And whenever we strike at the heart of that, we have all kinds of statistics that highlight how bad society gets, how bad the fundamental unit of society, the family, gets, how broken and divided and destroyed the family becomes. I can't support that. And therefore, you know what, Mike? That's what you need to say, my friend. But you've either in ignorance melted down or intentionally flip-flopped. I don't know. But shame on you, sir. And now I'm not trying to attack you, but what I'm saying is this is where we have got to stand up politely, boldly, nobly, but confidently in the culture war and say we're not going to do the cancel culture thing. We're not going to back the Black Lives Matter hostile to the family agenda. We're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is where One News Now needs to be praised, in my opinion. I'm going to try to hunt down their shirts. Help me, Kurt.
One American News Now is the network, ladies and gentlemen, and they're, you know, doing good things. I've seen them in some of the presidential news conferences where it's like 25 jackals are going to try to eat the president, and then there's maybe one nice guy. You know, it's,
well, if President Trump would come on Liberty Roundtable Live, he'd get a nice guy.
That's right. Good point.
He'd get somebody that shames Mike Gundy for his, in my opinion, failure to defend the right positions in the culture war. You know, but I would help President Trump. If I was in the press briefings, I wouldn't ask hostile questions. You know what I'd be saying right now to President Trump if I was in the press briefings? I would say this. Now that deaths are going down big time, what could we do to help you open the country, sir? What would be the most important things we could do to help us reopen safely, but effectively? Okay, no one wants to not be safe, President. We know that. What would be the best way that we in the media could help you? What would be the best way for business owners to step forward? How can we boldly move forward with faith, but do so responsibly, President? That's what my question would be, Kurt.
Great question, Sam.
Of course, it's racist.
Yeah, because you're a white guy.
That's correct, sir. I just can't help it. If the shirt fits, wear it. There you go. Anyway, I'm going to get one of these America News Now or One News Now America shirts or whatever. I'm gonna hunt them down. I'll work on that. You enjoy your vacation. We shall regroup in literally 22 hours. Hard-hitting talk will be at your fingertips. Oh, wait a minute. It's always at your fingertips, isn't it? 24/7 at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word and donate today. By the way, localhoneyman.com if you want to get a hold of Kurt's raw honey delivered directly to your door. localhoneyman.com, lovingliberty.net. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.